This is Ozarks at Large. Members of the Washington County Quorum Court and county emergency agents have drawn up a plan for a new countywide emergency communication system and have proposed a way to pay for it. As Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich reports, the current system is now considered obsolete.
Day or night, Washington County Director of Emergency Management John Luther and his team respond to calls about accidents, shootings, medical emergencies, and weather calamities.
The caller obviously utilizes the 911 system. The public safety answering point takes the phone call and then disseminates the information to one or more agencies, one or more emergency responders via a public safety radio system. We call it land mobile radio.
But the Kern County Emergency Communication System, purchased in 2005, he says, is aging. So he's been pressing Washington County Quorum Court Judge Joseph Woods for a major upgrade.
I told him, look, the system's working today. The system is end of life. In this situation that we're in today, the manufacturer no longer supports the system that we currently use. It's working fine, but we know that, you know, as I've told the Quorum Court, we're one lightning strike away from major failure.
In 2018, an ad hoc committee of Quorum Court members, rural police, fire, as well as central EMS officials, led by John Luther, formed to investigate ways and means to build a new emergency communication system.
So it's going to be a big project. We really hope the public will support us in this because it's how we will then support the public. It's how we'll communicate with one another in a crisis, whether it's a single individual that's having a problem or a countywide or a regional disaster.
On October 1st, the Quorum Court agreed in principle to consider upgrading the system, which will require purchasing new tower equipment, dispatch consoles for the Sheriff's Office and County EMS, and more than 1,700 new hand radios for $8.5 million, including legal and administrative costs.
It's called Project 25. It was a protocol that was developed among all manufacturers with the Association of Public Safety Communications Officers, APCO. The state of Arkansas has a P25 system in place called the Arkansas Wireless Information Network.
AWIN, for short, is a division of the Arkansas Department of Information Systems housed at the Arkansas Department of Emergency Management in Little Rock, which supports top-level communications among law enforcement, fire, emergency manager, and first responder agencies.
And what we would do is if we purchase the system that we've proposed, we would build our towers, not necessarily the actual tower structure, but we would put the RF equipment, radio equipment, on those towers that exist in the county, and then we would interconnect with the Arkansas Wireless Information Network. And so what that would give us is not only infrastructure for our own county, but it would interconnect us with Fayetteville and Springdale, Benton County, Rogers, and the remainder of the state for state users and other jurisdictions like Washington County that have already gone on.
And John Luther is making a case for county taxpayers to fund the new system, enabling strategic response to major accidents, ice storms, tornadoes, flooding, or mass shootings.
People don't want another tax, but I think certainly they do want public safety. They want public safety communications. They want to know that when they call 911, that the responders in the field can hear and communicate about their emergency, their very personal emergency. And hopefully, however the county chooses to fund this, we hope that our citizens will support it.
The proposed new communications system is on the November 12th agenda of the County Quorum Court Finance and Budget Committee, chaired by Ann Harbinson, JP, District 14, Southern Washington County.
And we have a couple of options. One is to go to the people of Washington County and ask them for a 0.25% sales tax so that it can be paid off in 1 year. This is probably the cheapest and most efficient way. If for some reason the people decided they did not want to do that, then we would have to look at other options, maybe a lease option, or go to a bank and do a loan and, you know, pay it out over several years.
The most expensive and prolonged option for the county, Harbinson says. A 0.25% sales tax, however, could generate the needed funding over the span of 1 year before sunsetting.
And that would be enough to pay for the communication system for all rural fire departments, the sheriff's department, and EMS.
Harbinson says the Quorum Court would have to approve moving forward with the ballot measure before the end of the year.
And, of course, the ballot title is very important. And so our attorney is already working on that to get this presented in November to the Quorum Court. And it has to be filed in the county clerk. The ordinance needs to be filed in the county clerk's office by December the 26th for it to be on the ballot for the March primary.
John Luther says a mutual interest exists for a new countywide emergency communication system.
We can't ignore that all the responders in Washington County, police, fire, EMS, sheriff's office, coroner's office, our office, search and rescue, they have to have the appropriate equipment to perform their emergency responsibilities efficiently for the safety of the public and for the safety of the responders.
For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.